Kyrgyzstan is still sorting out the spasm of deadly ethnic violence that occurred there last month. NPR's David Green is still trying to understand what happened to spark the violence in the first place.
Whenever I head for a new place, I hire a local journalist to work with me. And no one's better than Jildiz Bekbaeva in Kyrgyzstan. This is her helping me with an interview. She speaks the local languages. She's devoted, willing to work any hour, go anywhere. And so I didn't understand why, when I asked Jildiz to take me to a village on the Uzbek border, she kept nervously saying no. She finally told me. Ethnically, she's Kyrgyz, and the village is Uzbek. She called people there. They said an American journalist could come, but a Kyrgyz woman wasn't welcome. They couldn't promise that she'd be safe. Jildiz is as unbiased a journalist as you can find. In peaceful times, she'd interviewed Uzbeks and produced documentaries about their communities. But in the ethnic conflict that swallowed southern Kyrgyzstan, what mattered was what she was in the eyes of others. Jildiz drove me within 2 miles of that village. A car was waiting. 2 Uzbek men politely greeted Jildiz. Then they waved goodbye to her and drove me into this village, Sertash. I expected to hear anger aimed at Kyrgyz people. After all, Kyrgyz mobs had burnt down Uzbek homes, sending people fleeing here. But I heard a different message, captured in the voice of 16-year-old refugee Nergiza Anvereva. This Uzbek girl had been on the phone with her Kyrgyz friends.
They called me, they asked me what happened. We don't want to forget it was here, yeah?
Truth is, weeks after the ethnic riots, people are not as angry as they are confused. 2 communities are avoiding each other, not out of hate, it's fear. If they don't know how this violence started, what suddenly inflamed select groups on both sides, it's hard to trust again. They've given us so many theories about what took place. Maybe the former president wanted to shake the new government, so he hired mobs to spark ethnic clashes. Maybe Islamist militants were responsible. Maybe the government could have done more to control the bloodshed. Last week, the president's office called, offering an interview. I quickly packed up in the south and rushed for the capital. The flights were sold out, but I paid for space in the rear of a small plane where they stow extra luggage, and I thankfully made it to meet President Roza Atunbayeva. Yet she had no answers either, only promises that the government will do a full inquiry. As a journalist covering a conflict, I'm supposed to offer more than stories of suffering. I'm supposed to get answers and the truth. In Kyrgyzstan, so far, that's been painfully impossible. David Green, NPR News.
This is NPR News.